Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, who is Andrew Hinton. He is the director of the Sitka Homeless Coalition. Andrew, thanks for being here this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me, Brooke.
Good to have you back in the studio. I think you were here recently, maybe as recent as last week.
I think so, yeah. I think you were here last week.
Yeah.
Well, becoming a regular character.
There's a lot going on in the Homeless Coalition, Sitka's Homeless Coalition right now. So it's good to have you here and to chat about some of the things going on. And this week, we're here to talk about something happening this week, which is...
The Sitka Homeless Coalition's third annual meeting this Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Shikaquan Nakahiti Community House.
Okay. And so this annual meeting, tell us a little bit more about it. Who is it for?
Yeah, it's for the community. It's for anybody. This event is going to be an opportunity to learn about the Sitka Homeless Coalition, the work that we've been doing, and what our plans are for the future, as well as an opportunity to get to join into a silent auction. We've got a number of cool items that have been donated by local businesses and local individuals, and all proceeds go to the Sitka Homeless Coalition. And in addition to that, we have a meal, which has been donated, both her time and the food itself, by Chef Renee Trafton of The Beak. So we're very excited. And that's free to attendees. So be there at 6.
That is amazing. And if I remember correctly, the salmon is on the menu.
That's salmon's on the menu. Yeah, highlight. Salmon dinner. I think silver, though I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
That sounds great. Any kind of fish would be lovely, especially when someone else is making it for you. That's a treat.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about the silent auction, because we were chatting about it beforehand, some of the things before we came on the air, some of the things that our people can look for, and it's pretty enticing.
Yeah, yeah. There are some very cool items. A Portuguese mandolin is being donated. We've got some items from local businesses. Backdoor is donating. I believe Wildflower, a cake. We've got some cool handmade sweaters and hats and pottery items made by local community members that would be great items if you're looking for gifts for the holidays. So a lot of cool items that will be up for auction.
Okay, so a great chance to... learn about what's going on with the Sitka Homeless Coalition and connect with folks involved in this work, but also maybe do a little bit of holiday shopping in a way and get a free meal. It sounds like a good deal. It does sound like you would want to come right at 6 because this is free and open to the public. So if you want to make sure to get some food, come early.
I would definitely encourage you to. I think that we'll start our presentation around 6:30, a short presentation that we'll do, but I would definitely be there at 6 to make sure that you get your meal.
Well, speaking of the presentation, I'd love to chat a little bit. I don't want to steal the thunder away from the event, but to chat a little bit about what the Sitka Homeless Coalition is going to present, which is, I think, about what you've been doing over this last year and also what you're looking forward to. So talking about what's been going on this year, this last year that we're currently in, what are some of the highlights from the work you've been doing?
Yeah, we'd love to talk about all the things that the Sitka Homeless Coalition are doing. And that is... we'll present that probably in a couple of different avenues. One, our operational programming, what we've been doing to meet need now. So we recently began operating our second year of an emergency winter shelter in partnership with the United Methodist Church. And we'll talk about our first winter operating that program and what we're doing now, as well as a number of our other programs, including a shower and laundry program that we provide twice weekly. Gear donations, a meals programming, which we operated last winter and have just started up in a different capacity this year. And then in addition to that, we're going to talk about one of our main projects, the Hikisani project, which is Klingit for Little Houses. And that is Sitka's first permanent supportive housing project, the development of 12 homes for individuals experiencing homelessness that is currently under construction at the end of Jarvis Street.
So a lot has gone on this year that we're in. And I guess, right, you kind of ended with the Hikisani homeless little homes.
Yeah.
That I'd love to talk just a little bit more about that, because I'm guessing that's going to be a big part of what's coming forward in 2025. So where are you at with that project, and what are the next steps?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a big undertaking, and we've made major strides. In this last year, we secured a 30-year lease on the land via the Alaska Mental Health Trust and begun with construction. It is a previously undeveloped site, so a large part of that has been the civil component of the project, of which if you haven't had the opportunity to go see the site, please connect with me. I'd be happy to go with you, or you could see it yourself. We just last month had a community walk to the site where some 20, 30 individuals came out, and we were able to walk and go see it and talk about the project. We've been making great progress. We just completed with the underground utilities, the water and sewage on the site, and are moving forward with foundations. And right now we're on track to be completed in roughly September of 2025. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, that's actually quite soon. The other thing I wanted to chat a little bit about is the emergency winter shelter. I guess you use staff for this emergency winter shelter and also volunteers. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about what the emergency winter shelter is, and then how people who are interested in maybe volunteering or doing some part-time work could get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking. This is a space that's operated by the Sitka Homeless Coalition and the United Methodist Church in the United Methodist Church basement. So that's at 303 Kim Sham. It's by the smaller roundabout, and it's in the basement space of the United Methodist Church. And that space operates from 8:30 p.m. at night to 8:30 in the morning, and is open to anybody who's in need of a place to stay. Anyone who is lacking a roof over their head and needs a place to go, this is a warm and safe space. They will always have at least two trained individuals on site. And so what that looks like is often nights that'll be two staff members, but sometimes one staff member and one trained volunteer. So if folks are looking to get involved and might be interested in going through training and becoming a volunteer, or if they're interested in, or if they're looking for work or interested in, or know folks that are looking for work, we've brought on a few individuals and are still looking for more. So we'd be more than happy to interview and talk about all the benefits of the position. It's a really cool opportunity to do meaningful work, to get to connect with some of our community members, and then also gives you the time and space to work on your own projects if you'd like. If you want to bring an art project, we've got a lot of staff members who do that. Or maybe if you're in college and looking to work on homework, it's a good opportunity. So it's a cool position.
Yeah, that sounds great. So listeners who are interested, where can they get more information? Where should they go?
Yeah, you can go to sheltersitka.org/careers. Or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram. You can reach out to us directly through our website. Or if you can find me, which a good way to do that is through any of those avenues, then I'd be more than happy to talk about it.
Okay, great. And that's also where folks should go if they do have any questions about this annual meeting coming up. But I want to give you a chance to repeat the details for people to come out.
Oh, yes, that's right. And come and talk to us at the annual meeting this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. A good opportunity to have what I'm sure will be a wonderful meal prepared by Chef Renee Trafton, as well as see some cool silent auction items and learn more about the Sitka Homeless Coalition and how you can get involved if you're interested.
That's right. That sounds like it could be a great opportunity for folks who want to volunteer with the organization as well to connect with you and to learn more about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Well, Andrew Hinton is the director of the Sitka Homeless Coalition, and I've been speaking with him this morning about their upcoming annual meeting, which is this Thursday, December 5th at the Shikaquan Nakahiti from 6 to 8 p.m. Andrew, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.